Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you His peace. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. As we draw to a close this afternoon and we look ahead to the evening, we have a few minutes to spend with each other and considering our Lord and the beauty of His grace that He bestows upon us. Today, we are joined by a very special guest, Sister Maria Giovanni Paolo da Eucaristia, or Sister Maria Giovanni Paolo, or Sister Giovanni Paolo, depending on how some people know her. A native Ohio, and she's on her home visit here. Sister, let's spend these few moments at the end of this hour, at the end of the afternoon, considering the beautiful person of the Blessed Virgin Mary. What comes to your mind? Like, how has Our Lady been involved in your life as a disciple of Jesus?
At an early age, my grandma, Orsini, always carried a rosary with her, no matter what she did. But no matter what she was doing, she always had a rosary. Even watching studio wrestling on TV, she was praying a rosary because she would tell us how fake it was. But the beautiful thing about it is she taught us how to pray that rosary and how important our Blessed Mother was to her. And I experienced that when I went to Italy. You know, there's always these little grottos of our Blessed Mother.
Everywhere.
They'd only go back to church, you know. But it's beautiful to see that. It's comforting and it's peaceful.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things that drew me to our Blessed Mother, especially when I was seeing my grandmother praying, was how peaceful she was in praying. Because it's a prayer you can go anywhere in the world and pray the rosary in any language because it's all the same.
It's true.
It's just in a different language.
Yeah. What's your favorite mystery of the rosary?
The institution of the Holy Eucharist and the sacred priesthood. I always put that in there because that's
one of the luminous mysteries.
Exactly.
Nice. We usually pray that on Thursday. They are.
They're all beautiful. That one.
But don't hide it. We all have our favorite.
Yeah. St. John Paul the Great's always been my favorite. And when he had the mysteries, the luminous mysteries, it enlightened me in every one that I do.
It's
you know,
true.
From the baptism all the way down. They're important ones.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but the institution of the Holy Eucharist and the sacred priesthood is all one.
It's true.
Goes together. So.
You know, it's oftentimes the case that I have seminarians with me, either for summer residency, summer formation, or, you know, for Christmas, holy day vacation from seminary. And a couple of the guys over the course of, you know, a couple of weeks, a month, Father, what's your favorite mystery? The Annunciation. Yeah, some time passes. Another guy, Father, what's your favorite mystery of the rosary? You know, I'm going to say the coronation of Our Lady as Queen of Heaven and Earth. Oh, okay. Another guy comes around the corner. Father, what's your favorite mystery? Scourging at the pillar. Oh, favorite mystery, Father. Wedding feast of Cana. Well, then, of course, they all sit with one another, and they're talking and exchanging notes. And then finally, we have a formation talk, and one of them is like, you know, Father, we were all talking, and you gave a different answer to each one of us, and what's your favorite mystery? I said, yeah, but that's the one I was praying when you asked me. You know, when you interrupted my rosary, that was my favorite mystery. And truth be told, well, I mean, they're all so beautiful, everything like the presentation of the Lord in the temple, the finding of Jesus in the temple, I mean, the carrying of the cross, agony in the garden. I mean, they're all so beautiful. I've just found that my favorite mystery, it kind of rotates day to day based on where I'm at in my life and where or how I'm able to see the Lord's life. I'm not sure, you know, and I think different chapters of our life have got different favorite mysteries, but, you know, the beauty of Our Lady, we think of different mysteries of the rosary. We also think of how Our Lady has so many different titles and different sites where she's appeared or different images of her. Sister Maria Giovanni Paolo, a member of the Salt Sisters, what would you say is your favorite title or attribute of Our Lady?
Our Lady, Queen of Peace.
Queen of Peace. So you just made everyone very happy at Our Lady of Peace on North High Street.
That's right.
Father Sean Dooley gives a shout out. Okay, calm down now, Father. Calm down. Why would that title speak to you, and why would you have that as your favorite, Our Lady, Queen of Peace?
I think it all stems back when I talked about my grandmother praying the rosary. It was just that comforting, that the quietness of praying and that peacefulness. You know, I pray the luminous mysteries every day for priests and for seminarians because the world today needs that. Yeah. It needs it so much for our priests. Our priests are being persecuted in so many ways, and our seminarians, we have to pray strong for them to persevere, to become those good holy men that priests are. And to me, real men are priests. Okay, so I pray the luminous, but Our Lady, she's Our Lady of Priest, you know?
Yeah.
She's Our Lady of everything, like you said. So that was put in my heart when I made my perpetual vows, and I continue to do that daily because prayer is And our rosary is the powerful weapon. It is the one that is going to destroy Satan.
Yeah.
And what he's trying to do, and right now is succeeding, but with our prayers and praying the rosary, we can defeat that.
It's true. Our Lady Queen of Peace, is there a particular apparition site that's kind of like always been your favorite, whether it's Lourdes, Fatima, Guadalupe, La Salette, anything in particular like that?
Probably both of those, Lourdes and Fatima.
I've never been there. Very powerful.
But just, you know, seeing the movie on Fatima, the new one that came out that
was just
phenomenal.
Very well done.
And, you know, Lourdes of St. Bernadette. Those two, I grew up with them, and I remember sitting outside on my front saying, oh, there's our Blessed Mother, which it wasn't, but you know, you wanted to have that same apparition.
Sure,
that they had.
Yeah.
But I think both of those, because they always talked about our beautiful Lady, but the peace that she brought the children.
It's true.
Even though she showed them the truth, she was still very peaceful to them.
It's true.
And that's what Mother is.
Our Lady appearing in Lourdes to St. Bernadette, Bernadette Subiru. There's still to this day in Lourdes this incredible experience, this incredible sensation of healing. Mm-hmm. Our Lady wants those who are ill, those who are sick, to be healed and restored, especially for those who are sick because of sin. Mm-hmm. She wants us to confess those sins and be in a state of grace. In Fatima, Our Lady, of course, speaks to the three shepherd children about the need to pray mm-hmm. and pray and pray and do penance, especially for those who don't believe. You know, and it is so oftentimes the case that, especially as a priest, I encounter mothers and fathers too, but especially mothers who are worried about the fate of their children. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, think of Our Lady. She is the mother. And if she's going to cooperate and use the grace given by our Father in heaven to appear in Fatima, and she's going to meet three little shepherd children, you know, two of whom are siblings, the third of whom was a cousin to the siblings, and she's going to encourage them to pray and to do penance for sinners. What puts us above or beyond that?
Right.
You know, we think of our children, we think of our loved ones, we think of our brothers and our sisters who have fallen away. We just, all we have to do is fall back on the words of Our Lady and pray and do penance. You know, one of my principal pet peeves about Catholics today is that they hear the word penance and they equate it with punishment. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, please get over yourself. Do penance. It was part of the early church. Mm-hmm. Deprive yourself of the little things that are good mm-hmm. in this life so as to be strong enough to aim for the greater that is heaven. Mm-hmm. When Our Lady says do penance, she's basically just saying do a spiritual workout. You know, get ready for the run.
Exactly.
You know, meanwhile, we're like, oh, I'm exhausted. Or you say do penance. I didn't do anything wrong. You know, they're so quick to,
exactly.
It's like, no, penance, it's not punishment, you know?
Exactly.
Penance is really the remedy. We go to confession, the priest gives us a penance, you know? I mean, you don't usually see people bursting out in tears saying, oh my gosh, I got three Hail Marys. It's going to do me in. I had no idea of the evil. It's like, three Hail Marys? Mamma mia.
Yeah,
here I am doing like three rosaries to make up for your sins that you've confessed. You know? But we too oftentimes, we think of penance and punishment as the same. Penance is, it's an aid, it's an assistance. And Our Lady, as our mother, as our queen, as you put it, Sister Maria Giovanni Paolo, you know, she's that instrument of peace. Mm-hmm. You know, well, how do we do penance that we're strong enough to be instruments of peace? We all know what it's like to pick up a pair of scissors and it breaks before you even get to cut something. You could use a nail file and it snaps, you know. No one wants a tool that's weak.
Right.
You want something that's going to work. So the rosary, it helps to become strong in the course of becoming an instrument of peace. There's one thing I'd really like your input, sister, on this. We all know of a young person. Mm-hmm. Maybe we even know and love that young person. We are in desperate need of priests. You highlighted that earlier. I, as a priest of Jesus, I always like to say, we don't just need priests, we need holy priests.
Amen.
We need good and holy priests. And we need priests who aren't afraid to be men.
Right.
You know, and it's like, okay, you know, you're not a coward on the sidelines. Get into the game now, you know?
Exactly.
Preach the truth, love Jesus, be a son of Mary. You have a passion, a zeal for priests, and you also have this beautiful gift of encouraging vocations. You know, what would you say to the mother, the father, the grandmother, the grandfather, the aunt, the uncle, who might have a young person in their life, and their wonder, I wonder if that boy is to be a priest. I wonder if that girl is to be a sister. You know, how would you encourage them to approach Our Lady and to just give it all over to Our Lady?
Well, first of all, if a child has come to you, whether a boy or a girl with their vocation, don't deny them. Encourage them to take that step and go and visit a convent or visit a seminary. get a spiritual director if they're that age that sure. they can do that, and have them work spiritually with them.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times parents don't want their children, but yet they love priests and love sisters, but they don't want to see their children. It's a beautiful gift.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Jesus Christ being your son-in-law or, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's a beautiful yeah. gift that you receive to have a child
yeah.
Do that. And I would just say, encourage them, let them make that decision. Don't make decisions for your children.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we've all made our own decisions. Let our children make their decisions yeah. in doing that.
Especially in response to our Lord.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I remember the very wise advice given by a beautiful priest, a Dominican friar who had been stationed at St. Patrick's. And his response was, you know, the desires placed on the heart, the human heart, are placed there by the Lord himself.
Yeah.
And if your son or daughter has a desire to serve the Lord, that's from the Lord. Give them to Mary.
Right.
You know, pray, you know, teach them how to pray. Teach them how to acknowledge Mary. You know, we go back to John Paul II. He was pointed out to Our Lady by his father. And he said, you know, she is your mother now. As we consider the beauty, the power of the person who is the Blessed Virgin Mary, and we consider this, you know, brief moment on this daily message of hope, there is so much in our lives we can give over to the Lord. But if we ever hesitate, or if we're ever shy, or if we're ever timid or afraid, you know, let us remember the presence of Our Lady. And when you take that rosary, you're taking the hand of Our Lady herself, like Teresa of Calcutta reminds us. You know, you're taking exactly. the hand of Our Lady.
It's like holding her hand as you pray. And
exactly.
that's a beautiful... Yeah. Just to even imagine that.
Yeah.
It's beauty.
But there's so much that can be done. It could be done. It needs to be done in the church today. And while it may seem overwhelming, all we have to do is begin with the first step, acknowledging the Mother who is in our presence, who is here to teach us how to pray. May the Lord give you his peace.